All right, joining us is Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle. Bruce, how are you?
Good. I'm out at the Oakland Coliseum getting ready for A's Houston. Big game out here, and it's great.
Well, what did you think of last night? Well, and look, I've watched games my whole life. You have as well. 13 is the record for the most homers in a game. They got 12 last night. What did you think?
Yeah, and in the history of the National League, it was the first time that two teams hit six homers. I mean, the National League goes back to, you know, like the Civil War almost. I mean, incredible stuff. I mean, it was pretty alarming to watch the balls leaving the yard against Will Smith and Watson. I mean, it just raises a little question in your mind as, you know, is the wear and tear getting to them? And Watson especially hasn't been too good lately. Smith did throw some good sliders to left-hand hitters. I don't think there's a ton of concern there. And it was very interesting to see Gott come in to get the right-hand hitter at the end. That was an interesting move by Bochy, and it worked well. Typical Bochy. He knew what he was seeing. But, I mean, tremendously entertaining. I mean, just talk about a roller coaster and, you know, a great win.
Oh, Bruce, and the other thing is, first of all, in the wild card, you know, there's 61 losses now. The second wild card team is 58, so they're very, very much alive in this thing. You know, and they've now won, you know, so what, 6 of 8, so they've sort of correcting the correction, as I like to say. But this is still very much alive and a long way to go. And the kid today, Logan Webb, I met him in spring training. Very confident young man, and he can throw 95 and 78. And if he can command whatever he's gotten, he's going to be, you know, off the charts today with emotion. But if he can command the stuff, that's what they need.
Yeah, I've seen some video footage of him in the minors, pretty recent stuff. And his breaking pitches are just fantastic. I mean, he has really got a nasty slider, which will be tough on right-hand hitters. And he throws very hard. You know, he had the suspension for violating the drug policy, but he sat it out and came back strong. And I'm really glad to see him because when you look at him, just his sheer stuff that you see on tape, you go, I'd sure like to see how that works in the bigs.
Well, it's funny. Henry wrote a good story today about it in the Chronicle, and he listed the pitchers who have debuted as starters, and Eric Sirkamp, Suarez, Tyler Beede, Sean Anderson, Mike Kickham, Connor Menez, and this guy. How about that?
Yeah, this has been an unusual year, to say the least, but you know, I like, you don't want to experiment to the point where you're just throwing stuff up in the air and nothing's really landing. But I like what they do, and I like how they've managed to take a look at a lot of pitchers in big situations and still be relevant. You know, I hear people arguing back and forth on the radio, are the Giants really in it? Really in it? They're in it.
Yes.
They're definitely in it. Only the standings tell you one way or the other, you know, unless your whole team goes on the disabled list or something. But they're definitely in it while getting a look at the future. And, you know, these tests that we're seeing for Webb and Menez and whoever else comes down the pike here is really valuable.
Yeah, yeah. The transition has happened from the Sabian era, Evans, to this. There's no doubt about it in my mind. It's been a successful year, but you can feel the difference in just the way the ball club approaches things. And Bochy now. You know, Bruce, I've said over the years there comes a point in the season, and look, he's getting close to 2,000 wins. He needs, I think, 12 more. He's getting close to managing, what, 3,000 or 4,000 games? I forget. The number is just it's just ridiculous. Let's see. He's got 3,993. He needs 7 more for 4,000 games. How about that?
He's going to get those things.
Yeah, and there comes a point in the season when he manages differently. I've seen it. And last night, for the first time, he double-switched Crawford out of the game. How about that?
Yeah. Yeah, and that won't be the last we see of that, I don't think. You know, depending on Solano and whatever they look at next year in terms of another shortstop, I mean, they're not putting Crawford out to pasture by any means. And he's got a no-trade clause, which makes him hard to trade if they would even think about that. But, you know, he's not hitting. He's not hitting. He hasn't hit all year, really. And, you know, Bochy, you know, he's not afraid to make a bold move. Like taking his closer out last night for God, you know, that can ruffle some feathers if it goes wrong, you know. But he makes these moves, and they're just right on the money so often.
Yeah, this has been an interesting series. Now, the other guy two people we have to really go on here a little bit is Yastrzemski. Bruce, this guy, 3 homers in a game. And you look at the guy at Cincinnati and,
Aquino.
Aquino. And then you have The other one, I'm blanking on who that was, but there's three of them who've done this. First time ever. Three rookies have three homers in a game. How about that?
Did Pete Alonso do it?
I'll look it up.
you kind of think he might have with the many home runs as he's hit. But, yeah. You know, Stremski, you asked me last week, who am I looking forward to the game today?
Oh, Alvarez. Jordan Alvarez.
Jordan Alvarez. That guy's a monster, too.
Yeah, you're going to see him today. Yeah, so how about
today,
that?
Yeah.
Three rookies, three homers in the game. This isn't Johnny Mize and Jimmy Fox. I mean, these are three rookies.
this is fantastic. I tell you, with Stremski, who I love watching play in every respect, just his attitude, he's a good fielder, everything about him, it just doesn't look like an accident. Now, of course, he's not going to hit three homers in a game very often, but he's got 28 this year if you can include the minors.
That's right.
Where they also, and when he hits them, they don't look like those ridiculous homers at Yankee Stadium. You know, they look real. The third one last night was especially real. But what an amazing find that is, and one of the better stories in the whole all the big leagues this year.
And how about his ability to do it with dramatic impact? I mean, you know, look, this game last night, you're 7-2 in the eighth inning. You know,
yeah.
As Joe Schultz said, you know, you're thinking about the spread, you know, going in, you know, getting the Budweiser.
Think about the bourbon.
Right. You're thinking of going in and getting the Budweiser at this point, you know.
Yeah.
So that turns into 7-7, then it's 9-7, 9-9, and then this kid still comes back and knocks one out. That was pretty good.
Yeah, I don't know if it's his heritage or whatever. It took him enough time to make the bigs, but, you know, he gets up there. You can tell he's not afraid of the moment. He's not fiddling around with the count. He attacks the early pitches a lot of the time. He's just up there to do damage, and he feels like he's going to do it. I think they asked him last night how he approached the bat. He goes, I don't even know. I was ready to hit, he said. I was ready to hit.
Yeah,
and that's going to mean the first pitch. And you know me, anytime a guy is a first pitch hitter, I'm all for it if he's a good hitter.
I like that. And Pilar's another one. You know,
he never saw
a pitch he didn't like. This is Manny Sanguin reborn here. You know, he's just Yogi Berra. This guy swings at everything, and he connects.
And why not? With his track record, there's another guy who likes the big moment. He loves making the big catch, you know, laying out, putting his body at risk, coming up at a big spot. You know, just a Deadpool hitter. He's been so great. I mean, to me, those are two guys, Yaz and Pilar. I just wouldn't have any problem them being in the outfield next year.
Yeah, I agree with you. Boy, Bruce Jacobs of the Chronicle joins us. Bruce, Bumgarner against the A's. It was interesting, you know, for his game. And I really liked his post-game quotes, and you were out there that day as well. And they said to him, it was great. They said, well, did you look a lot of video to prepare? He did everything but like start laughing. He said, no, I throw my pitch and that's it.
Yeah, I think he checked a brief video of the state of his horses back home to see if everything was together there.
That's great.
But I love it. It's old school, and when you're a guy like Bumgarner, you can carry old school your entire career. Nobody's going to say anything because you're just – he's just a gem. He's raw. He's country. He gets people out. He's clutch. And he's thank goodness he's still with us. I hope that lasts for a while.
I do, too. I really do. But he said, look, my stuff is my stuff. I don't care who's up there.
Yeah.
And that's the deal. That was good. That's why he's a good leader for what's coming ahead for this team. All right. Derek Holland ends up with the Cubs, and he has his moment with Harper. How about that one?
Well, you know, that's a moment that's going to be played for years, really, especially if they ever show Bryce Harper clips. But just the whole drama of it, I mean, when you're down three and hit a game-winning grand slam and you give that up, people are going to know that was you. And, you know, it was too bad. It was a good at-bat. You know, they battled each other. But Harper, he had good swings on almost all the foul balls that he hit. And I could almost feel it coming. And poor Derek Holland. I mean, I'm glad for him that he's still in a pennant race. He might even wind up in the postseason. But baseball, John Kruk's a pretty jaded guy, right? I was watching the Phillies telecast. They said, oh, my God, that is his call. It was so awesome. I love Harper when he's on. I mean, whether he should have come here, I have no idea. But he is – I compared him to Reggie Jackson because he's so – so much panache and style. You can't take your eyes off him, and he does big things, and he loves a big moment, too.
Yeah, that was a good comparison when you wrote about it with Reggie Jackson. I thought that was very appropriate. I hadn't thought about it that way. That was very appropriate. And look, there's going to be 30 people hitting 40 home runs this year. You know, he'll be one of them. But it's just the way he does it. It's the way he does it.
That's right. Yeah, he's just got so much style. You can tell he loves being the showman. He's not like Yasiel Puig, really. He doesn't really go over the top. And he's really a decent guy from all I can tell. But, you know, he throws the head back. He's got the long hair. You know, just the way he sets up in the plate, tapping the bat on the plate. He's ready to go, and you're going to have to deal with him, you know. Great, great body language and great performance.
How do you like Charlie Manuel being back?
Well, he just turned 103, but they say he can
no one
still
can understand
him.
You can't understand him.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. I mean, I'll tell you one thing. Whatever Harper's doing has nothing to do with Charlie Manuel. but I mean, you know, people were laughing at him and his age and his country ways years ago when he was a hitting coach for a great Phillies team. And he definitely knows hitting. Yeah. It's the Phillies that do a lot of radical things, you know, with Gabe Kapler and everything. This is pretty much in that game, but the numbers tell it all. When you're going good, the hitting coach is a genius. When you've lost eight in a row, you got to get rid of him.
Yeah, and he came through the Indians with Manny Ramirez. Remember?
Yeah.
And then he went to the Phillies, and yeah, he had the West Virginia way of speaking. No one could understand them, and they made such fun of him until he won.
The great thing is the hitters really don't know what he's saying, but it seems like he's saying something good.
I love that part of baseball. It's a great part of baseball. Well, you're going to see a game today. Obviously, it's going to be interesting. And Houston, the A's just don't go away. And Houston's a team that offensively, Bruce, they're tremendous, but somehow they're not winning easily. I don't know what it is. There's something about it.
Well, they're not winning easily right now. I certainly wouldn't want to put that in indelible ink. Okay. I mean, you know, this Correa and Altuve, this kid Alvarez is unbelievable. George Springer, Reddick, you know, all the way down. I mean, they've got guys in the minor leagues that are really good and would love to play on this team. There's just no room for them. Notably, a kid named Kyle Tucker I've read a lot about. But I just don't see it stopping. You know, it's interesting that the A's are playing them straight up with great pitching out of the bullpen, which they haven't really had. But, you know, the Astros are going through it. It's funny. I've seen a lot of teams. Remember, a lot of great Red Sox and Yankee teams would come through here and not do much. You're looking for Yaz and Lynn and Evans and Fisk. And they went 2-1 or something, but on the West Coast swing. But I wouldn't worry too much about the Astros.
All right. We'll see how the story of baseball the next 6 weeks, whose bullpen lasts and which disappear. That's the game now.
That really is. I mean, the A's are all excited about maybe the bullpen's coming around with Trinan and Trevino and all these other guys. And the Giants are hoping that, you know, when Watson gets back and Smith is just a temporary blip on the screen. But, yeah, I mean, it's totally crucial for both of those teams and really all across the board. I mean, the Nationals are trying to figure out. The Cubs have had some disasters lately. And it's so, you know, it used to be you'd have your guy get 7 or 8 and then see what happens. But now it's the bullpen is so important. And like you say, they're so flighty. You never know from year or even game to game how they're going to do, and that's going to probably settle it.
Yeah, it will. There's no question. Yeah. Years ago, it would be the starters, you know, the rotation and all that stuff. No, now it's the bullpen.
Yeah.
Whose bullpen last? Sorry. Hey, have a great game today and enjoy it. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Oh, great. Sounds good, Marty. See you then.
All right. Thank you, Bruce. That's Bruce Jenkins of the Chronicle. Time now for today's Player Spotlight, sponsored by KIS and Barracuda. Your journey secured. Well, there's only one guy today, and you know who it is. It's Logan Webb, 22 years old, major league debut. Bruce described him quite adequately, the way he throws with the slider, curveball, whatever it is. He can bring it, and the question is, can he put the ball where he wants to put it? And that'll be the question. Look, it's a major league debut for him. You just want to see the ability there. But this is one the Giants need. Each loss is critical. So, Logan Webb, you are my player spotlight for today. More coming up right after this.